理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm your teacher, Rachel.
And I'm Steve. Welcome. Well, Chinese New Year is upon us, Rachel. And in our traditions section of the magazine this month, we are talking about red envelopes.
Red envelopes. Now, I know a lot of you get excited about red envelopes, but do you know the tradition behind these? Well, maybe you do, but do you know how to talk about it in English? Well, that's why we're here today. We hope that you will learn something new as well as learn some good words about red envelopes.
So let's get started. Please open your magazine to page 20. We're in the left-hand column on line 1.
The tradition of red envelopes. These red envelopes are full of blessings.For millions of youngsters, the highlight of celebrating Lunar New Year comes when their parents give them a red envelope, or hongbao. The color red symbolizes good fortune, and the Chinese characters adorning the envelope wish the children such things as prosperity, good luck, and health. Good wishes aside, the kids really get excited about the money that's stuffed inside. The amount of money given can vary greatly,But it must add up to an even number, since odd numbers are considered unlucky. Young people remain eligible to receive red envelopes until they begin working or get married, at which point they become red envelope givers. In line with the Chinese value of thrift, children aren't allowed to waste all their money on toys and candy. Instead, most parents invest the majority of the money on their children's behalf,while allowing them to spend a little on small gifts and snacks. Although traditions vary from family to family, most parents hand out red envelopes immediately following the Lunar New Year's Eve feast. Of course, the giddy recipients usually respond with a hearty thank you. Obviously, they're excited about the money, but more than that, they appreciate the expression of love and goodwill.
Welcome back. Now let's look at the deck, which is under our title, and we read, These red envelopes are full of blessings. Now I know probably most people think that they are full of money, but they can also be full of blessings, which includes more than money, right, Steve?
That's right. Money can be a form of blessing. A blessing is something that improves your life. It's something that maybe makes you happy, and money does that to a certain degree.But there's also other blessings included with the red envelope.
That's right. And just the act of giving and receiving a red envelope is also a blessing, as we'll be talking about in a little while. But first, let's get right into our text in line 1. And we read that for millions of youngsters, the highlight of celebrating Lunar New Year comes...when they are given a red envelope. And so this is definitely a highlight, isn't it, Steve?
It certainly is. Youngsters are young people, and young people love to receive red envelopes. They are the highlight, the most important or the most interesting part of something. And to youngsters, receiving that red envelope could be the highlight, could be the most important part of Lunar New Year.
That's right. And maybe we could say it's their most memorable part of the Lunar New Year. Of course, there are a lot of things that people do to celebrate. So different people could have different highlights. I know some people, maybe the highlight is the dinner with family, or maybe they enjoy watching fireworks. But for a lot of kids, the highlight is getting the red envelope. And what do we call a red envelope in Chinese?
Well, I believe it's hongbao, and that is the red envelope.And the color red symbolizes good fortune. And the Chinese characters adorning the envelope wish the children such things as prosperity, good luck, and health. So it seems like there's blessing on the inside in the form of money, but there's also blessing on the outside in the form of good wishes written with Chinese characters.
That's right, and you used a good word there, adorn. If something is adorned, then it is decorated. And these envelopes are adorned or decorated with Chinese characters that have good wishes attached to them. They're not going to write something negative. It's going to be something positive on the outside of the envelope. So hopefully the children will read the envelope as well as just open it to get the money.
Right. Line 5 uses the word fortune, and that's very, very similar to the word blessing we used in the deck. Those two words can oftentimes be interchanged. Well, moving on to line 8, it says, good wishes aside, the kids really get excited about the money that's stuffed inside. Good wishes aside. Now, when we see that word aside, it indicates that what has been said is not as important as what is about to be said. So, yes, the kids like the good wishes on the outside, but I think maybe some or most kids like what's on the inside more.
That's a good explanation, Steve. They'll look at the outside, but they can't wait to get to the inside. I think about, at least Americans, you know, at Christmas time, they'll have a lot of gifts, and the gifts will be wrapped beautifully. But as children, we don't care too much about the gift wrapping. We just want to know what's inside. So we might say, gift wrapping aside, we just can't wait to open the present.
That's a good example. I remember my mother would always tell me to open the package carefully, maybe to save the wrapping paper. As a kid, I didn't care about that. I wanted to see what was inside. And it's no different during Chinese New Year with the children in Asia. The amount of money given is not always the same, but it can vary.
That's true. You know, each family is different, and each family stuffs the envelope with a different amount of money. When they use the word stuffed there, it makes me think of putting a lot of money in the envelope. But as we all know, maybe some parents can't afford to stuff the envelope with a lot of money. But each little bit is probably a blessing to the children. But one thing that is important is that the money must add up to an even number. And why is that, Steve? Why do you have to put an even number?
Well, I never knew this, Rachel, and it's new to me. But I guess the tradition is that odd numbers are unlucky, so it's better to include money that equals an even number.
Well, this is good to know if we ever need to give somebody a red envelope. So the odd numbers are considered unlucky. And we all read on that young people remain eligible to receive red envelopes until they begin working or get married. And we'll talk a little bit more about the second part of this sentence, but let's look at that word eligible for a minute. If you are eligible for something, then you're able to do it, or you're qualified or allowed to receive something.
Rachel, you took the two words that I was going to use to describe this word, allowed and qualified. And children are able to receive these red envelopes. They are qualified to receive them until they begin working and making money of their own, or until they become married. So maybe some children they put off getting a job or put off getting married as long as they can so they can continue to receive red envelopes.
At least until after Chinese New Year. That's a good point. But after they get a job or after they get married, then the responsibility is on them. They need to become red envelope givers. Now, this is the part of the tradition that's surprising to me, because I know at some point some children end up giving envelopes to their parents when they get older, you know, maybe in their 20s or 30s, but I just find that to be an interesting tradition.
Well, so the money kind of circulates. It goes around. What you get as a young child, then you start to give as an adult and kind of spread the blessing around. Well, that's a good thing. Well, right now, it's time to visit the chat room. Then we'll take a short break. Don't go away, friends.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and this is Naomi.
Right. Happy Lunar New Year, everyone. So, Ken, are you getting any red envelopes this year?
Of course not. I'm too old for that. The only red envelopes adults get are the red envelopes received during their wedding.
Oh, well, did you know that in North America, we do something similar, only the envelopes aren't red?
They aren't red? So what do they look like?
Well, often the envelope is plain and white, and it holds something called a money holder. The money holder it serves two purposes. For one thing, it can hold a card so people can write some personal thoughts on it. But two, it hides how much money is in the envelope.
So no one would know how much money the others have given.
That's right.
我们参加朋友的婚礼会包红包，但是在美国参加别人的婚礼不用红包，而是用 money holder， 就是一个专门装钱的卡片。Money holder 的好处是既可以装钱，又可以在卡片上写上一些祝福的话。Okay, so what about gifts? I know at Western weddings, people like to give gifts. So let's say I want to give my friends a nice blender. But what if they're already getting one from somebody else?
Well, that's why we use a wedding registry. A wedding registry is a list of what the couple wants to receive.
Oh, like a wish list.
Right. But with the registry, the couple can actually go into a store and choose the things they want people to buy for them. Then the store keeps track of who bought what, so there are no double gifts.
So how do you find out where to go?
Well, when you are invited to a wedding, you can ask, where are they registered, to find out which stores have a wish list from the couple.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I think so too, but sometimes it feels more personal to give a gift,because it can have sentimental value. For instance, if my friends and I love to drink coffee, I might choose a coffee maker to give them from their registry.
除了送现金之外，美国人通常会送礼。那为了避免礼物重复，即将要结婚的新人会有一个 wedding registry， 就是婚礼礼品登记。你要送礼的话，就可以先去新人指定的商店去查看这本 registry。然后呢，再 register 登记你所要送的礼物。登记以后，别人就不会再买同样的东西了。那送礼的好处是，一份礼物还附带着 sentimental value 感情价值。以后人家使用这个东西的时候，就会想到你了。
Well, let's take a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back. If you've just joined us, we're on page 20 and in line 16, and we're talking today about the tradition of red envelopes. Now, before the break, we learned that red envelopes are for good wishes, for blessings for children, and that parents put money in them, but they also hope the children receive a blessing from the Chinese characters that are on the outside of the envelope.
One thing that I learned was that the money that goes inside the envelope should be an even-numbered amount, because odd numbers are unlucky. Well, let's continue in line 16. It says, in line with the Chinese value of thrift, children aren't allowed to waste all their money on toys and candy. Oh, so we learned something else. Maybe the money that's given to the children is immediately handed over to the parents.
Yes, this is what surprised me too when I first heard that children had to give their red envelope money back to the parents. Now, of course, they might be able to keep a little bit of it, but this is the thrifty way to handle the red envelope. And we see that keyword there, thrift. Now, thrift is a noun, but we often use the adjective form thrifty. If a person is thrifty, then they like to save money. So thrift is the act of using your money wisely and not wasting it all.
Okay, there's another word that's related to thrift, but it's spendthrift. And that's just the opposite. That describes a person who's not careful about spending money, especially when they don't have a lot of money to spend. So there's thrift, the wise use, and then there's spendthrift, the not-so-wise use of money.
That's a good point. But I know a lot of families in Asia, they're very thrifty, and they believe that thrift is a good thing. They value it, so they don't want to just give their children a lot of money and tell their children to go spend it. They want their children to save their money, not waste it all on toys and candy.
So the children get the red envelope, they hand it over to their parents most of the time because parents want to invest the majority of that money on their children's behalf while allowing them still to spend a little money on gifts and snacks. So the parents will receive it and then maybe give them a little bit from that amount so the children could enjoy themselves.
And I guess what they're doing is teaching their children to save. And when they someday get a full paycheck from a job, hopefully they'll save part of it, and then they can spend a little on themselves. So I'm glad the children do get to spend a little bit of the money, but they do this on the children's behalf. And that means you're doing something for someone to benefit them. You can do something on someone's behalf to help them.
That's right. For the benefit of someone. So the parents are doing this for the benefit of the children. That's another way to say on behalf of someone. So the children, of course, get the money. They're excited. They give it to their parents. The parents give the children back a little bit, but they save most of it for the children.
That's right. Well, let's move on to line 22 now. And we read that although traditions vary from family to family, most parents hand out red envelopes immediately following the Lunar New Year's Eve feast. So now we're talking about the time when these envelopes are given out.
Okay, so we know that the Lunar New Year happens at a different time each year. It depends on the moon, and that's what the word lunar indicates, that it has to do with where the moon is. And the eve of something is the time right before it. And it could be the day or the night before a certain event or holiday. And that's when the red envelopes are given, in this case, on Lunar New Year's Eve.
That's right. But it's after the meal. So I'm sure there are some kids who just can't wait to be done with dinner because they want to receive the red envelope. And we've talked before about the feasts at Lunar New Year's Eve. And we know that it probably involves a lot of food and might take a while, but finally at the end of the feast, it's time for the parents to hand out the red envelopes.
Boy, I think you're right, Rachel. Those children might have eaten a lot of food and they're growing impatient, knowing that any moment the red envelopes will be handed out. It's certainly a time for the children to become very giddy. And usually they are giddy as they respond with a hearty thank you. Let's look at that word giddy for a moment. It means feeling silly and happy and having excitement all wrapped up together. And they're really excited about these red envelopes.
Yes, I think any child who receives a present is usually quite giddy or very excited about it. And we also need to look at that word recipient. If you receive something, you are a recipient. You can be a recipient of a gift or an award, for example.
Okay, it's a formal way to say the person who receives. Well, they say thank you. They say thank you very heartily, or they give a hearty thank you, and hearty indicates that it's happy and loud, and they're very happy to receive that. Obviously, they're excited about the money, but more than that, the author says, they appreciate the expression of love and goodwill.
Well, I hope that's true of you, students. I hope you do appreciate your parents' expression of love and goodwill, and that you will give them a hearty thank you when you receive your red envelope. Well, students, it's time for us to watch a review skit on today's lesson, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Happy New Year, son! Shinny and Kyla, here's your red envelope.
Thank you, Mom! Wow, this is the highlight of the Lunar New Year celebration!
Look, the characters adorning the red envelope mean good luck. Isn't that nice?
Mom, I don't care what's on the outside of the envelope. I want to know what's on the inside of the envelope.
I'm sure you do. Well, odd numbers are unlucky, so the amount that's on the inside is an even number.
An even number. 2, 4, 6, 8. How much money? I can't wait.
Well, open the envelope and find out.
Okay. Yahoo! I can go spend money on toys and candy.
No. Be thrifty, son. You can spend a little now, but we'll invest most of the money in your future. But this you can spend now.
In my future?
Yes, invest some money for your education, and then you can get a good job.
A good job?
Yes, and then we'll save the rest of the money for when you get married.
Married?
Yes.
Mom, I never want to get married, and I never want to work.
What? Why not?
Because then I won't get any more red envelopes.
Oh,
Give that back to me.
It's mine.
No, give that back.
Mom?
Highlight. Visiting Aunt Jane was definitely the highlight of our trip. We had a wonderful time with her. Adorn. All the tables in this restaurant are adorned with flowers and candles. Eligible. According to the rules of this contest, people under 18 aren't eligible to win a prize. Thrift. Julia is known for her thrift, and she really knows how to save money. Recipient. Following the school talent show, all the performers were recipients of praise.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们看 adorn 这个动词。Adorn 是指装饰，或者是使某个东西更增光彩。如果是用某个东西来装饰的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ，The living room was adorned with flowers。客厅里面摆饰着花朵，或者是 The wedding gown was adorned with sequins and pearls。新娘礼服上装饰着亮片跟珍珠，或者是 Beautiful paintings adorned the restaurant's wall。这些美丽的画让这个餐厅蓬荜生辉。接下来我们看的是 eligible 这个形容词。Eligible 在这里是指有资格的或合格的。有资格做某件事是用 be 动词加上 eligible 再加不定词 to 加动词。例如 ,only citizens of a country are eligible to vote in that country's elections. 只有本国的公民才有资格参与投票。如果是符合某种资格的话是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,if you're eligible for a student loan, please fill out the application form. 如果您符合申请助学贷款的资格请填写申请表。最后我们看的是 recipient 这个名词 ,CIP 这个字根有拿的意思。所以 recipient 是指接受者。例如 ,the new policy will affect many welfare recipients. 这个新政策会影响许多接受社会福利救助的人。或者是 ,please print the recipient's full name on the envelope. 请在信封上用正楷把收信者的全名写清楚。And I hope you got a lot of red envelopes this year. Good luck! Bye-bye!
The tradition of red envelopes. These red envelopes are full of blessings. For millions of youngsters, the highlight of celebrating Lunar New Year comes when their parents give them a red envelope, or hongbao. The color red symbolizes good fortune, and the Chinese characters adorning the envelope wish the children such things as prosperity, good luck, and health. Good wishes aside, the kids really get excited about the money that's stuffed inside. The amount of money given can vary greatly, but it must add up to an even number, since odd numbers are considered unlucky. Young people remain eligible to receive red envelopes until they begin working or get married, at which point they become red envelope givers. In line with the Chinese value of thrift, children aren't allowed to waste all their money on toys and candy. Instead, most parents invest the majority of the money on their children's behalf while allowing them to spend a little on small gifts and snacks. Although traditions vary from family to family, most parents hand out red envelopes immediately following the Lunar New Year's Eve feast. Of course, the giddy recipients usually respond with a hearty thank you. Obviously, they're excited about the money, but more than that, they appreciate the expression of love and goodwill.
Okay, students, here's a comprehension question for you. When do young people become not eligible to receive red envelopes? Is it A, when they get married, B, when they graduate from university, or C, when they begin working? Rachel, do you remember the answer?
I think this is a bit of a trick question. There are two answers, both A and C, either when they get married or when they begin working. Okay, question number two, students. What do most parents do with the money in their children's red envelopes? A, spend it, B, give it away, or C, invest it?
Well,
Steve?
Of course, they invest it. The parents do that on the behalf of their children. Friends, we're out of time. We hope you learned something new, and maybe your English improved too, we hope. Join us again next time for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Bye-bye, friends.
Goodbye.